Thanks for the invitation.
I'll do it.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Brother Crocker.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for inventing, creating the principles that man discovered and enabled us to leave the surface of the earth, which was only, unimaginable 200 years ago. We enjoy that privilege, and we thank you for that. Thank you for this fine facility. God is in practice, give us wisdom on how best to utilize it for the benefit of the citizens of Ocala. In your name we pray, amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty, and justice for all.
Roll call.
Harry Crawford. Acton, Randy Klein.
Here.
Darren Lovell.
Here.
Howard.
Here.
Mark.
Chelsea.
Here.
We had four.
We have a quorum. All right, consideration of minutes of prior meeting.
Mr. President, I move that they be approved as written.
All right.
And I'll second it. I got, I think, a correction to it.
Oh, wow, controversy.
Where? I think it was Mr. Robacher that asked about the letter to the board of realtors, or the realtors.
All right, another fact.
If I did it, I don't remember it.
No, I think that was Howard, Mr. Robacher.
Yes, we are.
It's under number 10.
Okay.
All right, subject to that correction, do we have a motion to approve this?
I motion to approve.
Second.
All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye, okay. Unfinished business, fuel farm.
That's one I wanted you to see.
Unfinished fuel farm. Finished business. The notice proceed was initiated at the time. Sticking, the clock is ticking, we're waiting on that to mobilize. We have 120 days to construct it and have it ready for service. All right, so Channing Brothers. And then on the Midfield Access Road, the bid opening was today. We had two bidders, the low bidder, Art Walker, at $64,948. C.W. Roberts was the high bidder at $83,990. They are both over budget. And I'll have to go and figure out how we're going to fund this.
Could you show us where that Midfield Access Road is?
Yeah, can we look? It's behind me. It is right here. And it essentially where the sheriff helicopter pads are. We should be able to see it on here. Where the helicopter pads are, the pavement ends right there. It would connect the two right there. That way, the fuel trucks won't have to drive around. People won't have to drive through the dirt to get to the campus right there.
God, that's amazing. How much that costs? It's a little thing.
Yeah. Yeah, I was surprised. So we'll have to look at it.
Made out of asphalt, made out of petrol.
The white gas line's coming down.
Okay.
Blow up something else.
New business, hangar assignments. Yeah, we've had quite a bit of activity lately. Sweet Pea Farms, which was the hangar directly behind us right here, sold to Little Eagle Aviation.
That would be burning a little.
That would be burning a little.
Yes.
I think that was a good sale. Bird has been an airport tenant for a long time, and he'll also burn some fuel. He uses his airplane quite a bit. There's somebody always over there. They're maintaining it, cleaning it up, mowing the lawn. I'm happy about that.
What is he having in it
now?
Caravan?
No, he got rid of the, Mr. Little got rid of the caravan a few years back. I think he flies, I don't know, some sort of a citation jet, one of the different models, but he also has a helicopter. Neither of which are here right now that are in the line. Just to hold on, the renewal
occurs at the end of this month. And we had to get it to council right before the renewal, so I wasn't able to bring it in front of the board for their concurrence, but it went to council for their review. They approved it. It's, we did a 30-year lease at the current lease market value at $11,500 per acre per year, 2% annual escalations. And it's about
happy.
And they are happy. They are happy. And then Red Rover has requested a new lease. We are negotiating with them right now. We hope to bring that back to the board for your consideration at the October meeting. It's important that you take a look at this. You'll get it well in advance of the meeting, because it will have to deal with their onsite fuel farm as well. We'll have to consider that. And that's what's going on right now as far as acre sales. Although I will mention that I think the Renzo's Hangar is still up for sale. We've showed it actually recently, a couple times. So for a while there was no movement, but now it seems like there's additional interest.
When is his?
It is.
Right by Red Rover?
It's just east of town.
East of?
East of town.
Well, it's right in front of Red Rover, isn't it?
No, there's a JRA Aviation's between.
Who's the one right on Airport Road?
Red Rover's here.
Yeah.
JRA Aviation. I can't remember the corporate name on that one, and then you've got. That's right here.
Okay.
So that's good. We've got one.
Oh, the hangar, T hangar.
Bull.
Bull.
Bull. Right. Wow. Wait. As of last week.
Anyways.
We waiting.
We've actually had a wait list for a few months now, but they're waiting for smaller size hangars. So we may have two vacancies, larger hangars, but they don't want big hangars. But we're full right now. Very good. Yeah, going into the busy season.
Is mine a smaller or larger?
How much do you pay a month?
$238.
So you got a small one. That's how I know. That's how I know the small. $225 for the small, $300 for the medium, and then $375 for the end units for the extra storage space.
Okay.
Talk about the gate system. The system's been installed since 2011. Overall, I think it's worked well. It's tied some pieces together that we're lacking. We've got good accountability on who's coming and who's going. We've got video now. We never used to have that. But we're also working through technical issues a lot more now. Our repair expenses are much higher. We're replacing computer boards a lot more often now, game controllers, pin pads, and things like that. Right now we have 7 different vehicle access gates. Actually, I think we have eight vehicle access gates. I forgot this one behind us here. And 2 pedestrian access gates. Each one of those has their own board. Gate has 2 pin pad breakers. In the process of replacing some of this equipment, looking online, trying to find a more economical way or source for some of this equipment, we found a similar keypad card reader, but without a keypad, and it was a lot less money. And we were thinking if we eliminate the keypad portion on the outgoing gates. No one cared about the ingoing on the keypad. Once you're inside,
you're supposed to be here.
Right, you're supposed to be here. So, you know, having that timestamp when you leave, that's all we need is the gate card to go out. So I think what we're going to do is is we're going to replace all the exit card readers with card reader only, no pin. We'll get a nice supply of spare parts in the future. I think it'll be a little bit easier, a little bit more efficient to go. And we'll still maintain the pin pads coming in. So, there's some other things that we're going to look at. The wireless system is a little troublesome. It comes and it goes. If we can phase actual fiber optic connections to our gate systems, I think that might give us a little bit more reliability. So we'll still look at that. Any questions?
Just out of curiosity, is my card work on all the gates or just the two?
Should work in all the gates.
Okay.
Moving on, fuel deliveries. Not too bad. Jet fuel is definitely leading the way. If you look at, we've got on the left side monthly, and on the right side we've got the day numbers. So if you look at the monthly numbers in August, avgas, it doesn't compare to July, but jet fuel is consistently over and above each previous month. On the year-to-date totals, we are total 9.7% over this time last year, both avgas and jet fuel combined. And that's very interesting. Jet fuel, if you break that down, jet fuel is running 12% over last year, year-to-date. Avgas is down 1.5%. When you look at the operations, if you break it out, we are about 2,000 operations below where we were this time last year. Not terribly good news. There's still a chance. We still have 4 more months to make up some numbers. But touch and goes are definitely not happening. We are seeing some good numbers in our IFR itinerant air taxi numbers, and that's good news. Recently received an update on the benefit cost per view of the tower. We had a consultant run the numbers, if you recall, to establish a fully funded contract tower. We had to have a benefit cost ratio of 1.0 or better. The old BC ratio was 1.1, and with our decrease in traffic, I was concerned that if the FAA came in and ran an official number, that the BC ratio would fall below 1.0, and we'd end up in some sort of a cost-sharing program to keep our tower open. The numbers are limited. I don't recall the exact total amount that we'd have to pay out of pocket, but even if it was $100,000 a year, that's quite a bit of money for us that we would otherwise be able to put towards a matching funds. So we had a consultant run through the numbers, Dave Byers, and even with a significant reduction in our operations, we had an increase from 1.1 to 1.4. The increase was due to a couple big things. The value of a single person was increased from $6 million to $9 million. So that played a big part in increasing the average for us. Also, our air taxi and our charter operations are showing positive increases. I think this is a net result of just the sheer fact that the air traffic control tower is here. We anticipated those increases in the jet and the turboprop type operations. And it's being reflected in our fuel sales. Our jet fuel sales are far and above what they were last year and the year before that. Avgas sales are lagging behind. So we've got a couple values that are backing up this increase. I will put the caveat out there that we're not out of the woods with the FAA and the cost sharing program just yet, because the FAA is reviewing the way that they, basically they're reviewing their formula to come up with this benefit cost ratio. They changed the formula and it fall below the numbers. The jury is still out for that. We're not sure what's going to happen with that, but as soon as I hear something, I'll let you know. But right now we're looking pretty good. That's all I have.
All right, are there any persons wishing to appear?
No one. Christine Tiger.
All right, any comments from the members of the board?
I'm good.
No other comments?
I saw one.
Okay.
I'll second.
All favor.
Aye.
Thank you.
Sure, stay right there. I haven't seen any shirt looks like that. Seen so many movies like that.
Mike, you got here just in time.
Okay, that was the first thing she asked.
We home kicking off here? Do the summer hole this week.
North Carolina State heads up there first thing in the morning. You saw her.